As families gather together this holiday weekend, we bring you the story of what some believe was a father's sacrifice for his daughter, and others, a calculated political statement. Dr. Norman Cansfield is a respected pastor, scholar, and a lifelong member of the Reformed Church in America. In 2004, Cansfield officiated at the same-sex marriage of his daughter, Anne, and her partner, Jen. The official doctrine of the Reformed Church doesn't allow for same-sex marriage. The following year, the church held a trial and found Cansfield guilty of breaking church doctrine. He was removed from his position as seminary president and no longer allowed to pastor or teach. NPR's Lily Percy has this story.
In the study room of their home in eastern Pennsylvania's countryside, Norman Cansfield sings softly while his wife Mary follows along on the piano. The hymn is called In Every Age God Calls and Shapes the Church, and Cansfield wrote it for his daughter Anne's ordination last year. Neither thought they would ever see Anne ordained. Anne was ordained by the more liberal United Church of Christ, even though, like her father, she's a member of the Reformed Church in America, a Protestant denomination that was founded in the early 1600s by Dutch immigrants. But unlike her dad, Anne could never be ordained in the Reformed Church because she's a lesbian. Cansfield remembers when Anne came out to him.
Well, Anne told me in the car while I was driving on the New Jersey Turnpike, so I had to keep at least one eye on the road. But I assured her that that didn't change anything. We loved her and we would always love her.
In 2004, after Massachusetts became the first state to legalize same-sex marriage, Anne and her longtime girlfriend, Jennifer, decided they wanted to get married. And Anne asked her father if he would perform the ceremony. Cansfield agreed and informed the New Brunswick Theological Seminary in New Jersey, where he served as president, of his plans.
I had thought there would be a request for my resignation, and nobody did that.
So that June, at the church in Northampton, Massachusetts, where theologian Jonathan Edwards first experienced his Great Awakening, Cansfield officiated Anne and Jen's marriage.
I'm a very emotional person, so I was quite pleased that I had not choked up or teared up throughout the service. Worked very hard at that. And then afterward, two women came to me and said that that was the first service in which they had genuinely felt a part of church in years. They were a lesbian couple, and at that point, I wept.
After the wedding, things stayed quiet for a while, but Cansfield's contract with the seminary was set to expire the next year, and when the board met in January of 2005, they decided not to renew his contract.
You know, up to that point, it had kind of been don't ask, don't tell.
That's Wesley Granberg Michelson. He served as general secretary of the Reformed Church for 17 years before retiring in 2011. As general secretary, Granberg Michelson was the church's spokesperson, but he also happened to be Cansfield's friend. The pair had met back in their early days at seminary. He believes that Cansfield left the church no other option but to discipline him.
It was clear that while this certainly was a father's love for his daughter, it also was an intentional statement that Norm was trying to make.
You see, Cansfield wasn't only a pastor or a seminary president. He was also a professor of theology, an elected position that only about a dozen members within the church hold.
And Norm, as one whose responsibility was to be a teacher of the church, and as one who was the leader of one of our seminaries, took an action directly contrary to the vows he had made to uphold.
So that June, for the first time in the church's history, they held a trial to judge Norman Cansfield.
Both parties didn't feel like they needed to back down from a confrontation, and so it was very hard to figure out a mediated compromise that would prevent that. And at the end of the day, we couldn't.
The Reformed Church in America found Cansfield guilty of violating church law. Although Cansfield was not excommunicated, his right to teach and pastor within the denomination was taken away.
It's really a wonderful thing to know that your parents love you so much and are willing to go and make such sacrifices for me. But it isn't just a sacrifice for me. It was a sacrifice for all LGBT people and for the church itself.
That's Cansfield's daughter, Anne.
And I'm proud of being able to say, hey, not all Christians think the same thing. And here's actual proof.
Anne says that her father's trial has changed the Reformed Church. Before Norman Cansfield's trial, the Reformed Church was one of a handful of Protestant churches that didn't have an LGBT advocacy group. But now there is one, a group called Room for All. and gay affirming pastors within the church have become more outspoken.
I mean, I could have counted on my hand the number of out gay people I knew in the denomination and of people who supported out gay people. That changed radically.
In an interesting twist of fate, Anne hasn't left the Reformed Church in America. In fact, she leads one of their congregations in Brooklyn.
And if you would have asked me 9 years ago, before I started here, if I would have ever gotten a job in the Reformed Church in America, I would have said no. Like, there's no possible way.
Anne has a contract with Greenpoint Reformed Church, but she's not officially their pastor. They would have to seek approval from the denomination to install her permanently, and as of right now, 9 years later, they haven't chosen to do so. Late last year, Norman Cansfield issued an apology to the Reformed Church and was reinstated as a pastor. Although he says he's forbidden from sharing the details of that apology, he does say that his views on LGBT rights have not changed.
I'm very convinced that there is nothing in Scripture which speaks against the kinds of dedicated same-sex relationships that people are struggling to have in our day and age. Paul didn't know anything like that. That's not what Paul was writing against. That's not what Leviticus was writing against.
When I ask Cansfield if he ever regrets performing his daughter's wedding ceremony, he doesn't hesitate before answering.
It felt absolutely right to do it. It felt right before the wedding. It felt right during the wedding. It felt right after the wedding. It felt right in the trial and after the trial.
Lily Percy, NPR News.